If there's anything resembling a universal language in this crazy world, it's the language of dance. And we're at a moment in history when dance styles are being merged as never before. In his capacity as director of dance at Seabury Hall on Maui, David Ward is putting together a dance program that brings together jazz, modern, ballet, hip-hop, musical, and contemporary styles to music that ranges from the Brandenburg Concerto to Girls Just Want to Have Fun. He's on the line from his studio. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Chris.
The borders are really have kind of disappeared, haven't they?
Well, in many ways, yes, because, you know, even on the professional level, companies that want to thrive have to find a way to incorporate all these genres that will bring, the youth out to support and be energized by
sure.
new forms of dance.
Sure. Well, it used to be, you know, that if you were studying ballet, your instructors didn't want you to do tap or you know, because it would kind of dilute your technique, yeah? Isn't that, accurate?
Well, I think in some ways, you know, if someone's a purist, that you're still going to have that. I mean, if someone's going to train in classical ballet, they need to be pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that we can't come together as communities, like in this festival format, where, you know, you're bringing a variety of people together that are really expert in their areas and sharing it all together in one stage, in
yeah.
one format, kind of a celebration of what dance can be, what the possibilities are.
Sure. And in a way, that's a response to an audience that has kind of opened its mind to all these different styles.
Well, and if their minds are not open, they soon will be.
That's a good way to approach it, David. Yeah.
Well, because, you know, for me, this is like, really, this has been a dream of mine. You know, I come from a modern dance background as a professional dancer, but I have always loved musical theater and jazz and of course, classical ballet. But I also have a deep love for cultural dance. And, of course, in Hawaii, what better place is there? So, you know, all those dance forms that you had mentioned, but we also have a halaus that are going to be there. We have a taiko group that's going to be performing. So I'm really trying to bring together, you know, a cross-cultural group of dance and movement arts that celebrates the richness that we have here in Hawaii as arts education, you know, flourishes in movement arts.
Well, you know, and yet there's so many, just within those styles that you described, there's so many different approaches. I mean, I think in terms of, you know, hula, in a sense, is very grounded, sort of close to the earth dance, as opposed to ballet, is a gravity-defying approach, right?
So, absolutely.
So the whole, you know, that just that arc from one extreme to another, that's a pretty huge difference right there.
Well, and it is. And so you're going to have people that are going to come to this festival that are specifically say, I heard this so-and-so, you know, is going to be there, or this halau is going to be there, or this taiko group. And maybe they're not someone who would normally go see a classical ballet or would go see a jazz piece or a jazz concert.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it may open their eyes and their hearts to the possibilities that are out there. And when you see the infectious energy of these young people that are so inspired and so passionate about what they're doing, you know, you can't help but get, you know, just feel overjoyed by the experience, right? So our hope is just to open new doors, open, you know, create new opportunities and bring new people into the fold of what's out there.
Because I would think just for you as an instructor, David, that there are all these styles of dance that have come along since you had your training, right?
So, yes.
trying to find a delicate
right.
way
and
to
yes,
say
some
that.
Of it's like, oh my God, I can't even believe that. I can, yeah. So what I do as the director of the program at Seabury Hall is I have a guest artist series. So I bring in two or three guest artists every year to work with my students because I, yes, am not able to do all of that stuff. I mean, I have a ballet mistress. We do jazz. We do musical theater. We do modern dance. But I'm not a hip-hop break dancer. I don't do some of these really contemporary forms. But I know the kids hunger to do it. So I will bring in a master from outside who can give them a couple-week workshop and set a piece. And then that accomplishes what, you know, it brings that stuff into our program.
Yeah, and David, I wasn't describing that as a limitation. It's just that there's so many different things that come along every.
But it's true. It is a limitation. I mean, after 40 years in the business, like, I don't think I can do that. Let me bring someone else in who can share that.
Well, you know, one of the great things about a dance style, as you say, cultural dances like hula, unlike ballet, you don't really age doesn't knock you out of participation in dances like hula, does it?
Well, and that's so true. You know, that's one of the really beautiful things about hula. I mean, sometimes, you know, you'll see, you know, you'll go and see some keiki perform, and in the next moment you have, you know, one of our elders out there doing a hula who's been doing it, you know, her whole life. And the simplicity, the beauty, the grace that,
yeah.
You know, is just, yeah.
Well, the you know, older artists that have been doing it for decades and decades are frequently all about nuance. They pull back from elaborate displays of technique, but the subtlety is something that very few young artists can reach. Yeah?
Well, that's right. In fact, last week we had a dance program at our school, which was our kind of recital program, and my ballet mistress and myself performed in a couple pieces together, very different than we would have done 15 years ago. But we also like the kids to see that we're still out there. We're still capable to captivate and perform. But we do it now exactly what you said, with nuance and richness and years of experience, rather than, you know, jumping 10 feet in the air and falling down into the splits, you know.
it's just so appropriate, David, because, you know, and the whole idea of an artist is to just get better and better until you drop, right?
I mean, that's it. You only bring the years of experience you have, and it only makes you, I think, you know, it just gives you that confidence to just be able to be present, and that has power in itself, right?
It sure does. Well, David, I hope this becomes a tradition over there, and
I do want to say, just to conclude with, this is a dream come true for me to begin this festival at this wonderful new facility we have at Seabury, and my hopes and dreams is that right now we're starting with Maui island-wide, and I hope that this can become a statewide program where we're inviting groups from all over the islands to come to Maui and join us and share their love and passion for the movement arts.
Well, we'll keep in touch about this, David. Thanks so much for talking with us. David Ward is the director of dance at Seabury Hall on Maui, which is holding its first annual Common Ground Dance Festival this weekend, and you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.